Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How are we going? I'm in quite a talkative mood. So I've actually written down three vibes for three different podcasts, like solo episodes that I think I'm going to record back to back. And this episode that I'm going to be sharing with you today is something that's been on my mind for the past couple of weeks and something I've really been thinking about in terms of my own success, in terms of my client success, and just other women around me, other women in the online space, in I put in quotation marks, real life. And I think that you're really going to vibe with this, and this may be a little bit of a kick up the ass for some of you, but oh my gosh, it is April at time of recording this, and I think I'll release it on the same day. Don't hold me to that, but at time of recording this, it is April 1st. It is quarter two of 2024. How crazy is that? The months just fly by. And the other day I did a check-in and a review and a reflection of my quarter two goals. Like if you don't track it, you were never going to make any progress. And in fact, I have a goals workshop that I released at the end of last year. It has been coined one of the best goals workshop that anyone has watched. A bunch of women slid into my DMs over that Christmas period and said that they've invested in a lot of manifestation workshops, a lot of goals workshops, a lot of like time management workshops. And this was by far the best that they have invested in. And guess what? It's $22. Yes, you heard me. It's $22. I really wanted to make this a price point where it is accessible to every single one of you. So if you're watching here on YouTube, if you're listening in your car on your hot girl walk, and you need to reflect and fine tune your goals, or you feel like you've got a process, but it's not really helping you get anywhere, get into the show notes and purchase this goals workshop. It is called CEO Monday Happy Hour. It's about becoming the CEO of your life. And, you know, funnily enough, I'm recording this on CEO Monday. So if that's not a synchronicity, I don't know what is, but this is just like a fun, but practical. I hate it. I came up with this process a few years ago because I absolutely hated the goals podcasts or YouTubes or resources that I was consuming, and all of them just like wouldn't really help me. It would give me like a bit of a dopamine hit. It would make me feel like I'm making some progress, but I never really did. It wasn't a great system. And so I created my own. Definitely go and get it. It's only $22 and it's going to blow your mind, and you get to keep it for a lifetime. So you get to use it every quarter, every year, every 5 years, whenever you need to. And this is going to feed me into exactly what we're going to talk about today, some form of success. But if you are watching here on YouTube, number one, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so, so much. And I've noticed there's actually a high percentage of you who come back to the channel, watch every single video, but you are not yet subscribed. So I would absolutely appreciate you and love if you could hit the subscribe button, if you could hit the thumbs up. And of course, if you're listening to this on your hot girl walk, on your drive to work, I would love it if you could leave a 5-star review, if you could also subscribe, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, follow me, because it means so much to me, but it is truly helping the podcast get pushed out to so many more women. And I checked it, like the different countries that the podcast is getting pushed out to. I think like soon I'll get it up so I can actually read to you some of the countries that it's getting pushed out to. And it's incredible. Like I can't believe that I'm like reaching people in Chile, that I'm like reaching people in Argentina, that I'm reaching people in like Toronto. And if any of you are listening and you're from one of those places, like shout out to you, shout out to every single one. But even again, like reaching you all in Sydney, Australia, or you in Los Angeles, like, oh my God, it's incredible what this podcast has created. So I would absolutely love it if you could subscribe to the podcast, because it means so much and it pushes it out to more and more like-minded, high-achieving women. And being a high achieving woman means that you have some version of success in your head, some version of success that you really want to move towards and create. And today I'm going to share with you a mindset shift or way of being that I have seen in myself, my friends, my clients, that is basically, like, I can strongly say probably the number one reason why we manifest and attract and create the success that we desire and the things that we desire. It's not all about the materialistic. It's not all about money in our bank account, but the, you know, I was just in Voxer just before this, and I was reading one of my one-on-one clients' Voxers, and she's been with me a year and a half now. The leaps and bounds in emotional management, in neutralizing her emotions, in being able to just take herself out of a situation, bird's eye view it. You know, I said this on the podcast, bird's eye view it, see it for what it is, and then move through it and regulate herself. Like, that's not a materialistic thing. You know, that's not like buying a house or buying a car or getting X amount of clients in a business. That is the work, is having that capacity to trust yourself enough to do that. And so when I measure success across the board, whether it's with myself, my friends, my clients, it's really looking at everything. And I'm going to share with you the one thing that truly, if you don't have this, it's probably why you may be struggling. Of course, we know, because we listen to this podcast, that there are multiple things that could be in your way. But the number one mindset shift that you need to step into is actually believing that your success is inevitable. I can't even speak. I'm like so hyped up from this topic. So believing that you are going to achieve success no matter what. Before you turn this off, before you're like, yeah, obviously, Jess, I want you actually to do some deep reflection, because with all of the women that I've ever come across, that I've had conversations with, not just clients, women who don't even invest in me, that don't even invest in any coach or mentor or any type of personal development, whatever it may be, but who have big ambitions, who have big desires for their life, truly the biggest difference, yes, we can look at their childhood trauma, we can look at their nervous system, or we can look at their limiting beliefs. Yes, it all plays a factor. I do not want to do all of that a disservice, but truly the number one thing is these women who get the success they want, they truly deeply believe that no matter what is happening in their life, no matter what they are currently experiencing in a 3D physical reality, no matter what they currently see in front of them, that their success is happening, that everything is happening for them. And I want you, this is kind of like a pep talk episode, I want you to be so truly honest with yourself. Do you actually deep down believe, no matter what your ambitions are, your goals are, your desires are, do you actually believe that your success is inevitable? Do you believe that you are worthy of it? And I don't mean like doing this work and every new level has a new devil and you think like, oh, I don't know if I'm worthy of this success, and you work through it. Like, I'll give you an example. I think I've shared this before, but I said to my parents when I was 10 years old that I was going to be a CEO. I don't even think I knew what a CEO was, but there was obviously this drive in me. And even when in my 20s, I was repeating the same cycles with money, living paycheck to paycheck, I was attracting the same toxic men and relationships. Even when I was so miserable at my career choice, my job with my managers, I knew deep down. And I tell you what, there were some very, very low times, you know, where I would cry at my dad towards the end of his job as a gym manager and literally ask him, like, what excuse can I use to get out of this? This is coming from a girl who I used to, in my earlier 20s, go clubbing. I worked as a barista, go clubbing, get in from the clubs at 5 a.m. and then my shift would be at 6 a.m. as a barista and I'd still go in, right? And I know that's something you can relate to, that, you know, in your earlier 20s, like going out and then going straight to your job. But even that wouldn't deter me. I could be so sick and I'd still go in. But I had gotten to the point where I was like, I am just no longer a people pleaser. Like, I can't even, it wasn't even that. It was like, I can't even try to fake to make these people happy or not disappointed in me. And so let me tell you, I completely understand. I know it's really, really hard, especially if you, maybe this is one of the first or second or third podcast episodes you've watched or listened to of me, and you don't really know me a whole lot and you're starting to consume me. I know there's a lot of OGs here, but if you don't and you're like, oh, well, you know, you've set up, no. I truly get what it means. But even in those moments, I just knew it was like this deep feeling in my bones, in my soul, that I was going to be successful. Again, something I give all of my clients, anytime someone works with me, no matter what container is, like, what is success to you? So you can look at my life and think, oh, that, like, that's so far for me, but is that success to you? I posted something on Threads that I did share to Instagram. I won one of my clients and I just wanted to show like what it could actually be. Like, one client, her version of success is, you know, investment properties, a large portfolio, investment portfolio, large savings. Another one is living on a farm with heaps of puppies and, you know, this white picket fence and living off the land and all. Those are both beautiful and they both light them up, but they're both very, very different versions of success, right? And so why I share this with you is, number one, you need to get crystal clear. Again, going back to what I said at the start of this episode, if you are struggling with your goals, you're spinning your wheels, the workshop is only $22. You're doing the same thing. You really have nothing to lose. It is going to give you such a practical strategy, because we hate just like, oh, think this and put this on your vision board. But like, this is like, I do step by step. Don't just read off a PowerPoint. Can't stand those types of investments. And I've been there, but like, this is very, very, very practical. So that would be the first place to start, is honestly get that goals workshop and start consuming it and do it, so you can get very crystal clear on what success is to you. And then from there, you need to do that check-in. Like, do you want it bad enough? Do you actually believe? It's not even that, actually. It's like, do you actually believe in your bones? And maybe if you're listening, you're like, I don't know, Jazz. I don't know how to check in with myself. I don't know if I believe in that. I don't know if I actually do. It's something, unfortunately, this isn't a cop-out, but this is what I've learned, that you need to be able to feel into. No one can tell you what it feels like. But for me, it feels like deep within my soul and my bones that this is going to happen no matter what. And I connect with my vision daily. It's incredible to me that so many, and I mean incredible in like a bit of a perceived negative light, that so many women will like make their vision board and then they don't think about it until like a new month or a new quarter. And you don't have to use, I'm just using that as a gauge, but maybe it's your future scripting, maybe whatever. But I connect with it daily and I'm like, I truly deeply believe in my bones that no matter what I do, my success is inevitable. That I'm reaching my version of success. And this is why, you know, you have these check-ins and these reflections. There were lots of things that happened in quarter one that I'm like, okay, I need to readjust. I need to do something different for quarter two to create the success that I am after. And that's great, because I used to be scared of that. I used to be so scared to like go through my goals and go through the months and reflect and get like so nervous to look at like my money and my business and my personal life, my health, because I didn't want to face it. But if you're not tracking it, you're never going to gain more success. You're never going to gain more traction. Track it to gain traction. And when you are able to do that and you're able to connect with the feeling and step into the mindset shift that this is inevitable, this is going to happen. You know, I often like watch interviews with really, really wealthy people, you know, billionaires of the world. For example, Elon Musk, he didn't go bankrupt, but he had no money. He had to borrow money when he was starting Tesla. He had to borrow money off his family and friends. He was sleeping on the couch in his office. But you know the mindset he had? That this is going to be successful. I am going to be successful. He believed it like deep in his bones. Go and watch interviews with him, whether or not you like him and his movement. These are the type of things that you need to start to do to also shift. It's like, watch these successful people. And one of the things I see time and time again, they believe it in their soul that no matter what. Can you believe that? One of the wealthiest men in the world, he had to borrow money from his friends. He was sleeping on a couch, but he was like, this is going to be successful. This is it. Like, I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to create something great. And so this is a reminder. This is a bit of a pep talk to you that you really need to start believing in that. Yes, we can start to do all of the things like dissolving our limiting beliefs, looking at our identity shifts, looking at how we're regulating to a new capacity. This is actually, in fact, my three-step framework in my mastermind, Woman Mastery Mastermind, in all of my containers. It's Woman Mastery, Woman Mastery. We can look at all of that, but if it's anything I want you to start to focus on and pair it with that goals workshop, is that your success is inevitable. It's happening and you can feel it. And everything that feels like a setback or not going in your favor, remember, everything happens in perfect divine timing. It is always, always happening in your favor. But I hope that this has kind of given you a little kick up the ass. I hope this has helped you just really reflect on where you currently are. You know that I create this podcast because I know that you're successful. You're a high achieving woman for a reason, and you're creating massive things in your life. But this is just like the reminder that I felt called to share with you and something I've been thinking about for myself over the past couple of weeks. And I think it's important. And like I said, if you haven't already, go and get that $22 workshop. It will blow your mind. I should be charging more for it, but I want it to be accessible to everyone because it's a resource that you pay $22 for every quarter, every month, every year, every 5 years. You can use it over and over again. But I appreciate every single one of you. I hope this has kind of given you a different, like a dopamine hit that is inspiring you to actually take action. I don't want you to listen to this. And you know, I always say this. I don't want you to listen to this and then think, oh yeah, that's so good. I'm feeling like ramped up. And then you just never do anything. Do something, make a change. Your success is inevitable. Start to believe it. I'm going to speak to you in the next episode. I appreciate you. Bye. No, don't follow up, 'cause I'm-